Welcome to the Carlosophies podcast with me, Carly Nimmo. This is a free flow combo.
So, a bit of a funny story, actually. I was totally forgetting that today was Wednesday because it was Anzac Day here yesterday, a public holiday, so it feels like Monday. And anyway, I finally realised I had a Radcasters live call and we were talking about consistency and having our episodes out every week and, you know, sharing in the magic of us all making that happen. And then I realised, oh my God, I haven't recorded today's ep. And as it happened, a topic came up and I thought this will be a really great episode. So this takes me back a few months, the beginning of this really, well, the beginning of it is like when I was born, but the beginning of this, where I'm at right now, really took place around Christmas time. I went home for my parents to spend Christmas with my parents, and I'd made a commitment to myself that this was going to be the year where I really healed my relationship with money and that I became more financially free and abundant. And they didn't really quite work out that way so far. And we are towards the end of April. So, and part of that commitment looked like me, you know, listening to podcasts about money, learning about how it worked, you know, how to invest, all that kind of jazz. But what I found was consuming all that information really was just making me feel more and more shit that I, you know, that, yeah, sure, that's great. Like, investing, tips for investing is great, but I've got nothing to invest. That's not quite true. I do have some stuff to invest, but you know, it just was creating more of a gap than it was closing it. And I have an Audible account. I haven't used it yet, even though I've had it for like over a year. I've been paying for it and I have never used it. So I thought, well, I'm going to remedy that. And I came across, I don't even know how, but I stumbled across this book called You Are a Badass at Making, or Badass at Making Money by Jin, oh my God, I'm so today. You Are a Badass at Making Money by Jen Sincero. And I started listening to it and it was just really interesting. It's more about the mindset stuff so far. And I just thought I'd share an exercise that I have been doing, what it brought up for me. And I'd love for you to try it yourself and see what happens. Because I think sometimes, and I'm in two minds about this, because I think I often think that blocks are just something that we create too. They don't really exist. And when we're talking about money blocks all the time, we're really just reinforcing the fact that we have a block against money. So what if there were no blocks? But I also see the relevance of turning and facing our shit and looking at what's hiding away in the darkness so that we can shine a light on it and then we can move forward. So anyway, I started listening to this book and it's been great so far. The read of it, her read, because I'm a voiceover artist, I find it quite staccato, and a thought came to me that you could make a living teaching people how to make their audiobooks sound like they're not reading. But anyway, the content makes up for the read, more than makes up for the read. So if you're interested in getting yourself a copy or finding it on Audible, it's called You Are a Badass at Making Money by Jen Sincero. And anyway, I've only listened to the first two chapters. I really love it because it's really relatable stuff, particularly for me. And so she talks a little bit. Sorry, I'm just opening up a notebook so I can talk about the exercise that I'd love you to take on if you're up for it. So where was I? You are a badass at making money. Yes, I am. Anyway, I'm just going to open up this notebook. I think the first couple of chapters are really a bit about her story, and what I really loved about it was there was a lot of talk about stuff we don't even really think that we're thinking. So, you know, about money and corruption and greed and all those kind of things, and how really those are all based from a place of lack. They're not really based from a place of true abundance. And this first chapter was really about having a think about how we are all supported and we are all here to bloom and grow funny play on words because my last interview was with Bronnie Ware, who just released her book Bloom. But, you know, all of nature goes through this process of being fully supported and then blooming into the most amazing thing that they can, like a flower, for example. It'll you know, it's everything that it needs to be supported is provided to it. And then it grows into the most amazing thing ever, and then it dies. And it's really a bit morbid, but that's how life works, right? We spend our life growing, but us, compared to the flower, we don't really feel all that supported. So anyway, the exercises at the end of the chapter, I just wanted to share with you because I haven't done them all. I've only done the first one, but I found it so incredibly powerful that I just had to share, and I really encourage you to do them. So I'm going to tell you what all of the exercises are, and then I'm going to talk about the one that I did. So she ends the chapter with a mantra, and the mantra is, I love money because I love myself. And then asks you just to kind of, you know, sit with that. So I just want you to think about that. That affirmation. How does that feel for you? I think one of the dangers with affirmations is that when we're affirming something to ourselves that we don't actually believe, it can probably do more harm than good, really. And I'll talk a bit about this too, actually, because I did a live stream in my Facebook group, Show Up, Speak Up, talking about this exact topic and talking about how, you know, actually, no, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to read through the exercises and then I'm going to come back to this concept. So the exercises are, I want you to write out 10 reasons or 10 reasons for each of these. Why I deserve money. 10 reasons why you deserve money. The next exercise is make a list of the beautiful things that have happened in this world thanks to money, and list out 10 beautiful things that have happened thanks to money. Then make a list of all the awesome things and experiences money will add to your life. 10 reasons or 10 things that it could bring and add to your life. Then 10 things, how me being rich will benefit others. So, you know, exactly. 10 reasons how or why being rich can be of service to others. And then finally, just ask it or just answer the question or fill in the blank. I am grateful to money because. So I started doing the first exercise, which was why I deserve money. And I only got to 5 before I started my Facebook Live, so I haven't finished this list yet. But what I found while I was writing these out was that it was a really fantastic way for me to listen to my responses. So I thought that I would just be writing out the answers to why I deserve money and it would be easy and, you know, and I'd be done. But no, that's not how it unfolded. Instead, I started writing them out and then my inner critic started counter-arguing the points that I had made. So I started writing. I wrote down, 1, I'm a good person. 2, I create good value or I bring good value. 3, I live a life in service. 4, I'm constantly learning and growing. 5, I work hard. And at this point, the inner critic or bitch inside starts counter-arguing. And she says, you work hard? You are a lazy bitch. You do not work hard. And then she starts saying things like, well, I mean, it's all good to be doing this stuff, but even if you made a lot of money, there's no way you could hang on to it. You're just not good with money. And it just went on and on and on. I opened up a floodgate of counter arguments as to why I didn't deserve money. So while I thought I was writing the reasons why I deserve money, what I found was a real highlight of my limiting beliefs around money. And this I found really illuminating because I've tried before to identify my money blocks in inverted commas, because I really don't like that term, but I've tried before to look at that and haven't really had that much success. But by writing down the reasons that I deserve money, little bitch in my head, she had a lot to say about that. So I just wanted to share this because I think it's a really great exercise, and it doesn't have to be around money. I mean, maybe you don't have any money struggles, and if not, oh, hella fucking luyah. But I know that most of us are struggling in one way or another. Maybe not all the time. Maybe we go through feast and famine. Maybe we're, you know, maybe we're afraid of following our dreams because of the money issue. You know, that it doesn't have to just be in, oh my God, I have no money to pay rent. I'm sticking my head in the sand and I'm not opening my mailbox ever again because I'm so afraid that I'm going to get a bill and I'm not going to be able to afford it. You know, there are definitely other ways that that we can stop money from flowing into our lives. And so this has just been a really great exercise in exploring that. So what it really highlighted for me, I guess, was that we have like on one side of the argument, I'm just going to put my book down. What we have is like on one side of the argument, we have, you know, I mean, intellectually, I totally understand that I deserve money. Like there's not a part of me that doesn't believe I deserve money. But then on the other half, it's like there's this counter argument that's happening that is keeping me in the same place. It's like a tug of war. That's what it feels like, right? So for every argument, there's a counter argument. And there's like inside my brain, there's me, the me who knows that I deserve, the me who, you know, wants to be financially free. And at the other end of it is my inner critic pulling the rope the other way, saying, you don't deserve it. You're lazy. You're shit with money. You could never be rich. You'd be a bitch, you know, whatever those voices are saying. And that to-ing and fro-ing is just keeping me in the same place. I'm not moving forward towards one way or another. I'm just staying in the gap between where I am and what I want, because I'm constantly counter-arguing. So this exercise has been really great because now I can see both sides. You know, I can see that, yes, I deserve, and maybe there's some behaviors or limiting stories around why maybe I don't really believe that to be true. So it's been interesting because once we shine a light on that stuff, then I can start to work with it, you know? So it's like I can start engaging in a dialogue with the me that thinks that I'm bad with money, with the me that thinks that I'm lazy. And I can kind of talk to her and help her heal. So I guess that brings me to the end of the episode. I'm sure I'll continue reading this book and have a lot more insights and highlights. So if you're interested in getting more of the behind scenes stuff, the stuff that happens in between my free flows, I would love for you to join my Facebook group, Show Up, Speak Up. I'm talking a lot about the stuff that comes up day to day in there. And also sharing the process of writing my book, which is kind of on hiatus at the moment because I am in the middle of a Radcasters launch. So if you're keen to get involved in Radcasters, running a live group through, it goes for 6 weeks, 6 live calls on top of the Radcasters course. So you'll get support, accountability, lots of hand holding, lots of access to me. And if you're interested in that, hit up radcasters.com/join-radcasters. And I hope to see you in there. I hope to connect with you in any way that you see fit, unless you're knocking on my front door as a stalker. Then you're definitely not welcome. Next week, I've got on the podcast Elsie from She Podcasts on the show. And until then, peace out.
Thanks for tuning in to this Carlosophies Free Flow Combo with me, Carly Nimmo. Let's continue the conversation at carlynimmo.com. If you were a big fan of this podcast, I'd be stoked if you left a review. And if you want to hear more radness like this, be sure to subscribe and spread the word. In the meantime, be real, be rad. Peace out.